together to get you into the participative mood. So could I ask you to stand if you're able? I'm going to read this first bit, and then when it moves on to the second slide, we're going to say this together. This is taken from Mark 12, words of Jesus, 28 to 39. It says, "One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked him, 'Of all the commandments, which is the most important?' We say together, 'The most important one,' answered Jesus, 'is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this: love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these.'" I'm going to take one of those verses again, and if you could say the bold, that would be brilliant. "Love the Lord your God with all your
heart,
and with all your
soul,
and with all your
mind,
and with all your
strength.
Love the Lord your God with all your
heart,
and with all your
soul,
and with all your
mind,
and with all your
strength."
Brilliant. And we're going to be doing that this morning. You can take a seat now. There you go. Hopefully you feel a little bit warmed up now. Forgive me. I went out for a lovely meal at the local Sri Lankan last night with my beautiful wife for my birthday, which is coming up on Tuesday. Still time, 2 days. There we go. But you know when you have a salty meal, don't you? And all the rest of it. I need some water this morning. To keep me going. Now, this really, what I'm doing with you this morning, it was a seminar that Andy and myself and I think Dan Leathers and Dorothy were there as well in the summer at New Wine, which was looking at is engaging our mind, body and spirit in worship. Now you would have noticed from that, sorry, could I have that verse up again? You would have noticed just the second slide, the one that we kept saying together, forgive me Christine, you would have noticed there that Jesus is encouraging us to love the Lord your God, to worship him with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And I've called this morning, and what have I called it? Mind, body, and spirit. And I guess that's translating. That was a verse that I could find about how God's encouraging us to love him. We obviously love him with our minds. Minds is, you know, part of who we are, our thinking. We can think things and we can know things. That's very much part. Also, who we are, we're body, aren't we? We're bodily beings. We express ourselves through movement of our body or lack of movement of our body. I'm equating that to strength all this morning there. And then Jesus talks about with all your heart, with all your soul. We are more, aren't we, than our thoughts and what our bodies can do. There's something in there. Some people call it the soul, the spirit, the heart. There is something inside of us, often expressed with our emotions and our feelings, the very core of who we are, which is more than mind and is more than our body or our strength. And it interests me, that's quite Trinitarian, isn't it? Mind, body and spirit. We sang earlier, our God is three in one. We say that he is Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And I just thought that was an interesting parallel, that we are made up of mind, body, soul, spirit in there. And we're going to be talking a little bit about sung worship this morning and trying to engage a little bit in that. And I think it's interesting that music engages all three of those components of who we are. So there is, when there is rhythm in music, I'm not brilliantly musical, you can tell, but you know, you want to tap a foot, hopefully, never in time for me, but I'm willing. Do you know what I mean? I might click my fingers. Rhythm engages our body, doesn't it? Our body wants to move. Melody or lyrics, our mind, I find it really helpful in worship. I liked that song that we started with. It engaged my mind. Okay, this is the God I'm worshipping this morning. Yet I believe in these things. I believe in the resurrection. I find that helpful to engage my mind. I'm not just here to worship some vague notion of God this morning. It engaged my mind. And if you think about it, and harmony, when there is harmony, something deep within our spirit moves, doesn't it? Am I just an emotional guy? But some pop music, some classical music, some worship music sometimes just touches me weirdly deeply in a way that I can't explain. And I might feel quite tearful or something like that. I hope that you feel that sometimes as well, because I think it's good to know that. Something deep inside that I can't explain, it touches me. I often wish I could be on Desert Island Discs so I could choose all the ones that make me cry and stir, all the big tunes that I could do that, but I don't think that's ever going to happen to me, so there we go. So, I've got some exercises today that are hopefully going to engage. It's a little bit artificial because I'm going to try and engage our body first, then I'm going to try and engage our mind, then I'm going to try and engage our spirit. Now, of course, we're all those three things together, so it's a little bit artificial, and then we're going to bring them all back into worship at the end. And this is completely nicked from a fella called John Soper, so I want to give him credit for this morning. There's a few Hargreaves original bits in it, but essentially it's stolen from my friend John Soper, who leads a church down in Exeter Network Church, and did this seminar at New Wine. So first, the body. Our body, we use it, don't we, to express ourselves. If you've ever received bad news, you will see people with their head in their hands, won't you? Your body, just immediately, bad news. You may slump, your head may be shock, dismay. Similarly, we can use our body joyfully as well. I know that when I'm supporting my beloved Brighton and Hove Albion, I find it very hard, especially if they score, to stand there with my hands in my pocket all the time. You should have seen me just recently. Bobby Zamora is our club legend. He was our hero when we were right down the bottom of the league. He started scoring goals. This is going back about 15 years now. And we won the fourth division. We won the third division. We got into the championship. Then we sold him for lots of money. And, my friends, this year, after 12 years away in the wilderness, of the Premiership, he came back to Brighton. All the whiskers are standing on my face, up on my face as I say that. And Bethany and myself happened to be at Elland Road when he scored his first goal in the 89th minute, his first goal on his return on the 89th minute to beat Leeds 2-1. And do you know what I did? I'm just going to humiliate myself here. I was throwing Beth up like this. And I've got to be honest, it's the first time I've told a 34-year-old man, he was 35 at the weekend, "Oh, I love you, Bobby! I love you, Bobby!" This was going on as I threw my 10-year-old daughter around the place and I hugged men I didn't know around me. And there we were. I mean, it's so sad, isn't it, that can happen. But that joy, that expression, I couldn't help myself. And that really is an outward expression, me doing that, of an inner reality. I'm so blown away by my weird emotional attachment to Bobby Zamora and Brighton and Hove Albion. It's funny the things that tumble out here. It's like my confession, isn't it, every week? There we go. But that is an outward expression of an inner reality. Okay, when there's an inner reality, we do express that in an outward way, whether it's with good news, bad news, or good news. We do that, something happens to us. Likewise, sometimes in making an outward expression, we can shape our inner reality. You'll be amazed to know this, but from time to time, Miriam and I fall out. No. I mean, it's always me, obviously. You know, clearly. And you know, there's that moment, isn't there, where you need to say sorry. And frankly, she probably doesn't feel much like hugging me. I probably don't feel like hugging it because I'm just annoyed, I've got to say sorry or whatever. But sometimes just to make yourself, don't you? Come and have a hug. That outward expression, maybe something you don't even want to do, but actually it changes your inner reality. And I know as I make those steps towards my wife, she doesn't then recoil from, no, she doesn't, she's more grown up than that, she's brilliant on that. So you know, as we give each other a hug, all of a sudden an inward reality catches up. And that's just one example. So, we can shape our inner reality by our outward expressions. They can help us in what we do. Okay, which takes us to our first exercise, okay? Now, we're concentrating on the body now. So, if you're able, can I ask you to stand? Can I ask you to stand? And the band are going to lead us. What are they going to do? So we can go, we need some words up on the screen. They're just going to go through a chorus. And the first time we go through it, I'll tell you when. The first time we're going to go through it, I'd like you to put your hands in your pockets or your hands by the side of you, and we're going to sing through it. Then we're going to sing through it for a little bit longer. And this one, like, I'm not saying this is the right way to worship. I'm just asking you to experiment this morning about how these outward realities. You would have guessed the words are, we raise up holy hands. As we go, I want you to just try an experiment. Everyone's going to do it together. This is, you know, audience of one, God. We're just going to try and see what it is. I mean, I'm one of those people that finds it quite easy to put up my hands in worship. That is helpful to me to worship God. I feel that way that helps me. So I'm just going to ask you to experiment and see, as we sing through that, you can raise one hand or you can raise two. Now, we're all going to do it, I'm hoping. We are all going to do it, aren't we? All right. Otherwise, you won't get the benefit of this exercise. There we go. We're all going to have a crack. We're all going to have a crack at this. And then we're going to do a couple more with different other positions and postures as well. And then we're just going to talk about that. So this is not just an exercise. This is worship as well. I know it feels a bit artificial, but we can still be praising God. God understands today. He knows He's helping us. Okay, so we're just going to go through once. Hands in pockets by the side. Okay. Right, now we're going to try this, going to go through it a couple of times, and just encourage you to raise a hand or to raise hands, whatever's comfy. Thank you for indulging me. There you go, a little bit of an exercise there. Okay, our next one. So we're trying to engage our bodies in worship here, as the Lord's encouraged us to worship Him with all our strength. The next one. Okay. What are we doing? We're clapping or dancing, aren't we? Dee 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 dee. Do you remember this? When I first became a Christian, there were people that used to do the charismatic hops. Woo! But I don't encourage you, I've got slippy shoes on. I'm not encouraging you to do that this morning because it's dangerous, clearly, as it happened there. But we're just going to sing this through, hands by side, hands by the pockets again, and then we're going to move in as they stop and they go into the next one. Can I just encourage you? Is there anyone that's good at clapping in time? Because I'm rubbish at it. How are we going to know how to clap in time? Can you lead us into that when that happens?
Bit difficult.
Can you do that, Hannah? Can you do that? Because I've just realised I'm rubbish at it. Okay, and if you want to jiggle about, okay, you get that opportunity. Right, go. Okay, we've got our clapping friend here. Brilliant. Clap in, have a wiggle, have a dance. Because it says, and I dance because you are good. So it's telling you to do that.
Okay, you ready?
1, 2, 3. That didn't go on longer. There will be opportunities later, my friends. Do not worry. Okay, on that one. Okay, last one on that. I mean, that's hilarious, isn't it? Because I was clapping all over the shop. But who cares? It's an audience of one. That's for him. It's not for you guys. Okay, next one. What I'd like you to do is we play this one again. For the first time, we'll just put our hands in our pockets, hands by our side. And then, obviously, there's reverence in our posture, isn't there? Now, I realise, especially for those of you that have had knee replacements, okay, I'm not asking you to kneel. That is just cruel. But this one's reverence. What I'm going to do, for the second time round on this, I'm going to kneel. You might want to lie down. If in reverence to God, because he's king, isn't he? And he's Lord of Lords. For those of you that have had knee replacements, and this is tricky, just please sit on your seat and bow your head, maybe put your hands together. That might be more comfortable. Okay, please, I don't want anyone doing anything that is going to hurt themselves, okay? All right, God knows. Okay, but in our posture. Okay, so again, we're stand and we're sing that through, and then the second time round, we'll take a new posture.
Yeah.
Okay, come before God in a reverent posture. Heavenly Father, we worship you and we thank you for your majesty. We thank you that you are God and that we are not. And we bow our heads before you this morning. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's interesting, isn't it? Reverence-wise, there. Okay, there's our experiment of how we can use our bodies in worship. Turn to the person next to you and talk through what you found. Maybe you think, that was a nightmare putting my hands up and that's really weird. I don't know why I found that so difficult. Maybe you found kneeling. Was there a change for you on each one? Chat to the person next to you now. I hope that's opened up something inside of you. It may not, but can you see with different types of music there are different things we can do with our bodies, both to express our inner reality of our love for God, but also those times, and let's face it, there's lots of them, where we do feel a bit colder, and those things can be helpful in kneeling in front of God or putting our hand up in praise, in making that inner reality come as we engage in a disciplined outer reality. Yeah, I just get you to think about that as you come in worship. The last one, I don't need to do this, but I just want to do this because it's just quite fun. Okay? Right, could you stand up? And this is quite fun because I didn't get the music group to practice this, so I'm going to lead you in this. This will be the comedy of this. And this is freestyle now. You might want to follow my actions. If you hate children's action songs, you know, put your hand up if you hate children's action songs. Look at that, Joe Galvin, straight up. There you go, Tom Higginbottom, number two. He wasn't far off, quarter bit of quarter by. Well, look, it's only going to go on for about a minute, but just that outer reality. So go along with my untuneful singing. I don't know if you know this, but this goes. Okay, so I'm going to say, Jesus, I love you deep down in my heart. Jesus, I love you deep down in my heart. Talking about deep, deep, a down, down, deep down in my heart. Talking about deep, deep, a down, down, deep down in my heart. Jesus, I love you deep down in my heart. Jesus, I love you deep down in my heart. Talk about deep, deep, a dead down, down, deep down in my heart. Talk about deep, deep. A down, down, deep down in my heart. Praise you this time. Jesus, I praise you deep down in my heart. Jesus, I praise you deep down in my heart. Talking about deep, deep. A down, down, deep down in my heart. Talking about deep, deep. A down, down, deep down in my heart. Jesus, I need you deep down in my heart. Jesus, I need you deep down in my heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, deep down in my heart, talking about deep, deep, down, down, deep down in my heart. And now I'm out of breath. There we go. Thank you. Do take a seat. Do take a seat. I got quite into that. Yeah, key change. Northern club singing career on the side. There you go. I get ideas about my station. Once I did this dance at school. It's like an S Club 7 thing. I was practicing it every morning with all the teachers, and we did it for Comic Relief. In my mind, by the end of the week, I was like, this boy band lark would be easy. I'd be laughing. I had my gilet, I had one of those microphones there. I was so puffed up. How tricky would this be? I could be an international superstar. Somebody videoed it, and I watched it back and realised the reality in my head was not the reality in life. There we go. I digress. Forgive me. Forgive me. God, stick to your script, Hargreaves. Right, next. Mind. Okay, so some people might find it hard to engage with their body, or harder. Some people might find it easy to engage with their body. Some people might be more cerebrally, yeah, well done, yeah, based. They might find it easier to engage their mind with the Lord Jesus. And as I said earlier, melody and lyrics, they're one of the ways that our mind is engaged. And really, the songs we sing here, the songs Andy chooses and Bri chooses and others as well, are important because they inform our theology. And the words that go around our head help our mind to understand who God is, for that to become embedded in us. There's other ways we feed our mind in church, by the public reading of scripture. That feeds us cognitively. That's why it's really important to have it publicly read. We're feeding our mind. When we tell stories of God, when we give testimony, we're feeding our mind. We're also engaging our emotions with that as we do it. The study of God's word, meditation on God's word, and we're just going to do a little bit of that in a moment for our second set of exercises. St. Paul calls for the renewal, the transformation of our minds. And I know that over the years, what is it, 25 years now following Jesus, that my mind has been renewed and transformed by Scripture. As I've tried to align my life to Scripture, as I've tried to imbibe the theology of songs that we sing in church that hopefully are full of good theology, my mind has been renewed and it has been transformed, and that's been really important. Other ways of our mind being engaged are prophecy, as people prophesy, hopefully as people preach or they speak. And good theology, as it's spoken and engaged and as it's sung, should lead us into praise and worship. So we need to engage. We don't need to remove our minds. We need to be open to God renewing our mind and feeding our minds with Scripture, with song lyrics that are in line with Scripture, and help us to sing truth about God. I think it's really interesting about how we address God. It gives us some clues in worship of the mind. Now, you know that we're all addressed in different ways. If someone calls me Andrew, they're addressing me on a different level to someone calling me Mr. Hargreaves, or from time to time people even call me Reverend Hargreaves, which I always have to do a double take on that one. My mother-in-law says I'm the irreverend Hargreaves, but that's another story. I know that if someone addresses me as darling, it's probably only going to be one person. It is just one person, don't worry. There we go. You know, and so forth. It's a different dynamic, isn't it? There's a different dynamic there. There's a wonderful name that we find in the New Testament for God, and it's Abba Father. Abba Father, and I think this is a wonderful thing to feed our minds with. And then our bodies can fall into line and so forth. Father is quite a reverent, respectful term, isn't it? I mean, my girls don't tend to call me father. Well, yeah, maybe they should a little bit more. I quite like that. Father is more respectful and reverent, isn't it? And that is entirely appropriate with God. He's not our best mate and chum. Well, he is our best mate and chum. But, you know, sometimes I think we can get a little bit, he's my mate and he's going to sort everything out for me and do everything I want him to do type thing on there. But he's our father. There's a reverence there. But also, the other term, Abba, as you'll know, many of you have been in church for years, is dad or daddy on there. So it's a mixture. So we come to God with this mixture of reverence and intimacy as we approach God. So I'd like you, we're going to do a little exercise together. We're going for a different voice. This is going to be John Soper's voice himself, just to break me up a little bit. And this is just an exercise to feed our mind. It's just a scripture. And remember, as we approach this scripture, remember we're approaching our Abba Father. We're saying this about our Abba Father. Both reverence and intimacy. This is who he is. So you'll hear the instructions from John coming over in a minute, and just I think he invites you to get yourself comfy. He's just going to give us scripture over and over again and encourage you to engage with it in your mind and let that sink in to your spirit. I led a PCC away day for a church in Chesterfield yesterday, as if one PCC wasn't good enough. I want to get involved with other people's as well. That's a longer story, but and that's one of the exercises we did to focus our minds in the afternoon. We did it with listening to God, and I just kept using that phrase over a period of 5 minutes. The sheep know his voice, and the sheep will follow him, from John chapter 10 there. I really recommend that as a way of just feeding your mind and bringing your mind, your body and your spirit together in letting truth formulate. You'll all have things going on in your lives that verse was helpful for, I have no doubt. Finally, spirit. So mind, body and spirit. Our spirit is all that is really deepest within us. We read in Romans from Paul, the spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. God's spirit speaks into our spirit at our deepest level. And hopefully that helps our mind and our body to follow suit. It's all that is deepest within us. At that kind of gut point. And God communes with us at that point. It's our deepest part. It's where God ministers to us. And for some of us, laying bare our kind of deepest, innermost point can feel very scary on there, because we know that not only is it full of goodness and surprise there, it's also tainted with those places we don't want to go. But God can be Lord of us at our deepest level, and he accepts us and he forgives us there. We're going to move in to our time of extended worship to finish our service now, but we're going to start with an exercise that I hope engages your spirit. Andy's just going to lead us in a kind of a repetitive kind of line, which I think goes something like, he'll teach it better in a moment, but I love you, Jesus, my Lord. We're going to be singing that over and over again. It's repetitive. We don't need to look at anything on the screen. There's no distractions there. This is kind of like a non cognitive, non-thinking exercise. We're just going with that phrase over and over again as we try and engage our spirit with God's spirit. There's an element of losing distractions all around us and trying to communicate spirit to spirit with the Lord. So, could I ask you to stand if you're able to? From that, you know, I'll be encouraging us after a while of doing that to maybe sing out praises if we'd like to do that. If you speak in tongues, to sing in tongues. These aren't orders. These aren't expectations. It's just giving us a freedom to do that as we go through this exercise. And then after a while, we're going to move in to our block of sung worship to end. Now, you're going to need to forgive me because at 11:45 I've got to go over to the vineyard. So Andy's going to end our service today because I've got to speak to Big. And also, during our worship, at any point, I think our prayer ministry team are going to be available here if you want to pray about anything. This is our opportunity as we come and worship. As we start spirit to spirit, then we put everything back. Everything that you've learned about your body this morning, everything that you've learned about your mind and the lyrics, it's our opportunity to engage fully our mind, body and spirit with the Lord. So over to you, Andy.
What is it in a minute?